إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are looking at the ways of getting close to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala Jalla Jalaluhu and of building our ta'alluq with Him. Ta'alluq with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, the connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, is the reason why we are in this world. It is the reason why we are here, to build this connection. It is our greatest asset, it is our greatest resource, and it is something which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala promised to help us with, and He promised that He will do it. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala told us how He will do it. Allah said, وَإِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you help Allah and Allah will help you and will make your feet firm, will establish you. Now, helping Allah, obviously nobody can help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need any help. هُوَ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all needs whatsoever they might be. The word help Allah is being used in this context of honoring those who do the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. The meaning of it is those who do anything to help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be established in the earth. Establishing the deen is in many different ways. Some people establish the deen by building masajid or some other things like this. Some people establish the deen by teaching it. But the most important way of establishing the deen, and the one for which there is no pre-qualification. For example, I might have the desire to build a masjid, but I may not have the resources. So even though I would like to build a masjid, I don't have enough money to build a masjid. So at the most, I might contribute to the building of some masjid, so some whatever amount I can contribute, but obviously it is not the same thing as building the whole masjid myself. So there is a pre-qualification, which is that you need to have the money, and of course minallahi ta'ala tawfiq. Similarly, you might say, well, I would like to teach Islam, but I myself don't know enough to teach, so how will I teach? Even there, to whatever extent you can teach, one can teach simple things, you know, even if it's a small thing. But the whole idea, I would like to teach, I would like to establish a school or do something, may not have the resources. But there is one thing and one way in which we can all help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu, for which there is no precondition, there is no pre-qualification, and that is by following the deen ourselves. The greatest da'wah is the life of the mu'min. The biggest da'wah, the most powerful da'wah, the most powerful way of inviting towards Islam is to practice Islam yourself. There is nothing which is more powerful than that. In many times, in many places, definitely happens in America, but also in other places, when you go to buy a car, almost the first thing they will do, they won't sit and give you one, you know, 3-hour lecture on the fadail of the car. It has this, it has that. The guy will give you the key and say, please take a test drive. Go for a drive and come back. Because the car is such that it will sell itself. You don't have to do anything. Similarly, let me give you another example. The, you know, vacuum cleaners, Eureka Forbes. I don't know if they still do it or not, but there used to be a time when the Eureka Forbes salespeople, they were the topmost salespeople in the country. And their sales technique was very simple. What they would do is they would go to the house of a potential client at a time when, say around 10 o'clock. So that is around the time, or 9:30, 10 o'clock. So that's at the time when the children have gone to school and all of that. The lady of the house, she is free and maybe she is starting the housework. So at that time, the Eureka Forbes salesman would land up and he would say, ma'am, he will come with a vacuum cleaner and he would say, do you have a vacuum cleaner? She says, no. He said, can I give you a demonstration of this vacuum cleaner? No, no, you don't have to pay anything, but let me just clean this room. So all he doesn't tell you about the, he doesn't tell her about the vacuum cleaner, what does it cost and what are the features in it, nothing. He will simply clean and vacuum that room and ask her, what do you think? The machine works so well that it sells itself. The example I am giving you is because this is what must happen, can happen with respect to Islam. The machine is so good that it will sell itself. But that machine cannot sell itself if you are keeping it locked up somewhere, and when you are cleaning your house, you are using a jhadu, you know, a broom, and if somebody says, what happened, you have a brand new vacuum cleaner in your house, why don't you use it? He said, no, let it be there, you know, I'm dusting it and I'm keeping it nicely and I put it in a case and I will use the broom. How will the house get clean? And who will know about this fact that you have this vacuum cleaner? That is the whole issue. The most powerful da'wah is to practice Islam yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in tansurullaha yansurkum. In tansurullaha yansurkum. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. So what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you help the deen of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you and will establish you. Now, how do we understand this establishment? Yuthabbit aqdamakum. Allah will make your feet firm. Making feet firm is again in every aspect of our lives. Inshallah al-Mustan begins with the deen itself. Having iman and yaqeen at a level where you are not plagued by shubuhat, you are not plagued by all kinds of doubts, you know, spiritual problems, where you are worrying about this and worrying about that and wondering and so on and so forth. Feet firm in the sense of your own life, where there are no needless anxieties and all kinds of, you know, parishani about this one and that one. Feet firm with regard to your families, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees your mind from all anxieties, because you understand, alhamdulillah, every single one of your family, including yourself, you are the makhluk of Allah. Your children are not your makhluk, your wife is not your makhluk, your husband is not your makhluk. Each one of us is connected directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So some level of concern with regard to each other, it is good, alhamdulillah, one should have concern for parents, concern for children, concern for friends. But if it goes beyond a point, now you are losing sleep over this. What will happen to my son? What will happen to my daughter? What will happen to them? Whatever Allah has written will happen to them. What are you going to do? You have done your best, alhamdulillah. Beyond this is not in your control. Now you want to lose your sleep and you want to destroy your health, go ahead, do it. It won't help your son or daughter. It is their qismat, whatever has to happen, they must make the effort, alhamdulillah, Allah will give them. Now this is the meaning of establishment of yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you sukoon, will give you itminanul qalb, because your feet are established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, any kind of difficulty in life, any kind of problems and so on and so forth, alhamdulillah, we live in a time when there seems to be a new one every day. And I'm saying alhamdulillah, not sarcastically, alhamdulillah. This is a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, very good. Let there be difficulties. We don't ask for them, but when they come, we don't turn tail and run. We don't hide for them. We don't hide from them. Alhamdulillah, we are here. Let it come. Because with the difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised His help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised His help with the difficulty. Ba'da al-usri yusra, ma'a al-usri yusra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, with the difficulty is the ease. After the difficulty is the ease. Both of these Both of these ayat are in the Quran. So the issue is, precondition of that is what? Because as I have said many times, I remind myself many times, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give any unconditional promises in the Quran. Every promise in the Quran that Allah has given us has a precondition. You have to satisfy a condition to get the promise. In tansurullah yansurkum. Allah did not say Allah will help you no matter what you do, no. You help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and will establish your feet, and will establish you make your feet firm, will establish you in the world. So if we follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why I said the biggest and most powerful da'wah, the way to get closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through our own actions, is by practicing Islam ourselves. Right? If I am a Muslim businessman, then there must be a way in which my business is different on the basis of Islam. And I don't mean that in your shop there is a picture of the Kaaba or something. No, I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about how you do business. Not only must your business be halal in the context of your earnings and your fund flows, your inputs and outputs, but in terms of how you deal with people, in terms of how, what kinds of goods you sell, quality of what you sell, how you sell, how you talk to your clients, how you buy from people, how you sell to people. All of these things must reflect Islam. If you are a physician, if you are an engineer, if you are an architect, whatever you are, people must have confidence in you because you are a Muslim. If somebody says, why do you go and buy from this builder? People should say, because he is a Muslim. So they say, well, what is that to do with anything? He is a builder. So how does it matter? His religion, how does it matter to you? No, his religion matters to me because that man holds himself accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the quality of product that he is selling. So I am sure that if he is working to please Allah, from whom nothing is hidden, then whatever quality of product I get has to be superb, has to be tops. There is no way that I will get something which is substandard. There is no way that this person will take some shortcut, or he will deceive me, or he will say something and he will not deliver. This will not happen. It cannot happen, because if this person is focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this person is trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is not pleased with promising something and giving less. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give more. So how can you give less and think that you are pleasing Allah? It's not pleasing Allah. Similarly, I am going to a physician. Why do I go to that physician? I said very clearly, I go to a doctor because he is a Muslim. Why? Because I know that I will get a certain kind of treatment, because number one, that doctor is answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she knows it. So they will treat me properly. Secondly, alhamdulillah, they will make dua for me. They will make dua for the treatment to succeed. They will make dua for me to be cured, which alhamdulillah, I would love to have it. If a person is not a Muslim, he is not going to make this dua. And shifa, in any case, is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not in the hands of this doctor or that doctor. So what does it matter? So no, this is a better doctor. Better in what way? According to me, better doctor is the one who is a Muslim. I'm not saying I'll go to an MBBS doctor for a bypass surgery. May Allah protect us all from this need for any of that. Right? I'm saying, just comparing apples to apples. I'm not comparing apples to bananas. But comparing apples to apples, all things being equal, then I will definitely look for the practice of religion. I'm not looking only at the man's name. Practice of, is this person a practicing Muslim? Does this doctor pray? Does this doctor show the shahar or the signs of Islam on his or her appearance. Because if they don't show that, then I have no guarantee. I mean, your name can be anything. So this is the issue is the most powerful dawah, the way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised is to practice Islam ourselves. In tansurullah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be among those who practice his deen with love, who practice his deen with great joy and enthusiasm, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with that and never to be displeased with us and to forgive our sins. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.